Welcome to Raising the Empowered Puppy podcast. I am here to talk about our new book that has now been released, and I wanted to just explain the benefits to you, whether you have not acquired a puppy yet, whether you recently acquired a puppy, or maybe you have an older dog. So why do you need this book and how can it truly help you? So we're going to talk about that today. Let's tackle the first option. Let's say you're looking at getting a puppy. Whether you've had one before or not, new owner or not, this book can still help you. What's different about this book is it doesn't just talk about how to potty train or kennel train, all these basics that there's so much information out there for. What it does is it really helps bridge that gap of incorrect communication between you and your dog. Well-intentioned humans, owners that think they're doing the right thing, and unfortunately, it may not always be the right thing, and the breakdown in communication and the relationship with your puppy is at risk. And of course, our ultimate goal is to not only get the right type of puppy in your home that you can meet their needs and they can meet your needs, that's ideal, right? And that you just mesh together, vibe together really well. That is where the true power of a dog comes into play. And then, secondly, keeping that dog in your home to reduce the rate of dogs that are rehomed. And generally, dogs are rehomed because people didn't have the correct information. People were misled. People didn't do their homework. People didn't get evaluations on the puppies. So, by choosing a breeder that wasn't giving them that information. So, here's the book now that before you buy the puppy, before you choose the breed, before you choose the specific puppy and the breeder, Raising the Empowered Puppy will start you there. How do you find an ethical, responsible breeder? What kind of questions should you ask them? What should you see? What should they be telling you essentially, so that you can get the right fit? This book has nothing to do with a specific breed. This is about true canine psychology and behavior and helping humans know how to communicate correctly with their puppy and older dog, how to meet their needs in order, foundational work that's built on trust and respect, first and foremost, are some of the biggest key factors that make this book different from other quote unquote training books. This is true foundational work to bridge that gap of truly understanding each other. And no matter the age, just like any relationship, there can always be improvements in communication. And so, even if you have an older dog or just rescued a dog or you've had the dog for 5 years, can there be improvements made? Absolutely, there can be improvements made on your connection and the way you communicate and the way you're meeting each other's needs. And so, that is what I am most proud about this book. And what really sets it apart is building on that foundation first and foremost, honoring that puppy for who they are because they've given a voice in their placement. Hopefully, you are able to choose a breeder that can do evaluations and give you some kind of insight on temperament. We know that there are traits that are stable. So if a puppy's high energy at 8 weeks, they're going to always be a high energy dog. If they're assertive at 8 weeks, they're always going to be assertive. And their prey drive, what we see at 8 weeks, is also a stable trait. Those three traits alone are the most common reasons why dogs are surrendered, taken to a shelter, or dropped off at a rescue. So assertiveness, energy, and prey drive. And if you can have a breeder help you identify those and make sure you're choosing a puppy that's compatible to your lifestyle, if you have young children, your size of your home, the size of your yard, how much time you have, and then of course always considering the breed as well. Dogs were bred for specific reasons. Are you choosing the right breed? So The beginning of the book will help you walk through, are you really actually ready for a puppy? And what kind of breed, what kind of breeder should you be looking for? Of course, I'm a huge advocate for empowered, badass breeders who have been trained on our program to really raise puppies to believe in their own abilities, to give them that voice in their placement, to honor and respect them for who they are, but also continue to make them be the best they can be, is our goal. So that's how it will help initially if you haven't bought a puppy, and then it will walk you through all the things to do after you've chosen the breed and the breeder, buying the puppy, what your first 3 days should look like at home. I've got in the back lots of forms, one of which is a 4 week training plan that will walk you through what to do with your puppy for the first 4 weeks, and adding to the complexity of that based on reaching their developmental milestones. So we're aligning to their development regardless of breed. If you have, and this is all in the book too for your puppy, but if you have an older dog or a rescue dog or an older puppy, maybe you've acquired it a couple months ago, a couple years ago, or you just got them, this book can still be highly beneficial, even though the title talks about raising the empowered puppy, because we're talking about that important foundational work. So some of those examples are, do you know the true innate needs of a dog? How to meet them and what they are in order. That's one of the biggest mistakes humans make is we think a dog's number one need, not talking about shelter or food, we think that they need, I know, drum roll, we think that they need love and affection number one. I've talked a lot about this, that that's actually not the case, that they need rules, boundaries, and limitations number one. I'm trying to pull this up here on the screen, those of you that are watching the video. And so working through those things, just meeting their innate needs and how important that is highly beneficial. So I've got in the guide as well things like this. Here's an example if you're not listening to the podcast. And if you are listening to the podcast and you want to see these forms, you can jump on over to YouTube at 4E Kennels to watch the actual video. But there's handouts in the back. Not only do I have chapters written about this explaining the importance of something as simple as meeting their needs in order, this is also something I train breeders to do, even as a puppy, making sure their needs are met in order. Look, something so simple, and if you even apply it to humans, think about your needs. If your needs are not being met in a relationship, imagine, and you maybe you know firsthand, the issues that can cause. Start to feel isolated, frustrated, invisible, not understood, not respected. Those are common feelings to have if your needs aren't being met. And puppies will go through the same kind of things, feeling frustrated, not understood. They act out. They're labeled incorrectly then as being naughty. They can act out their frustrations with growling or biting, nipping, all of those kind of things. So making sure something as simple as, hey, this is what a dog needs, not a human. This is not, we're not treating them like a human. We are, that's the problem, but we need to make sure we're not. And as a human, and I can say too, especially someone that's motherly, a female or someone that's had children, we tend to treat a puppy like a human baby. And a lot of those instinctual human reactions to fear and or coddling, petting, nurturing, loving, we're not doing at the right time, and it makes things worse. And so really, truly honoring the canine brain, the true power of a dog is to first ensure that we're meeting their needs in order and taking care of them before we expect them to take care of us. So meeting needs in order is a huge part of laying that foundational work, and we walk through that in the book. We have, of course, we also have like kennel training tips, potty training tips, but then we also talk about meeting needs in order and the Power 3 series. These are three things that we do with our dogs that we train to be therapy dogs, facility dogs, service dogs. It's called the Power 3. Not only do I have a chapter on each, I've got the handout in the back of the book. Did you try again? And we have the handout in the back of the book, and we have a video that goes along with it as well. So at the end of the book, there's QR codes that you can scan, and you can have access to a video as well. So not only do you get the guide, and you get the chapters that are explaining why this is so important and how to do it, then you get the forms in the back of the book, and then you get videos to accompany these important foundational tasks to truly improve your relationship with your dog. There's nothing more we should want for our dogs than to be neutral, balanced, fulfilled, and happy. Unfortunately, by us with good intentions, handling fear incorrectly, handling excitement incorrectly, can lead to a lifelong issues with the dog that now deals with unrealistic fears and overexcitement, that then you're having to make excuses for the behavior and you can't take them everywhere you want them to be. There's nothing greater than having a dog that you can take anywhere, everywhere, and they are completely neutral with their surroundings, whether it's a dog, a bike, a child. They're balanced, they're fulfilled, they're happy, and they trust and they respect you. And that's where the foundation comes from. Can they trust and respect you? How do you create that bond with your dog? That is the question. Buy the book, find out, build this relationship with your dog that you've always dreamed of. Whether you haven't even got the puppy yet, whether you've had the dog for years, whether you've got an older dog, it's not too late to communicate correctly, to honor that dog correctly, and to ensure that they're balanced, fulfilled, and happy. I'm Jeanette with 4E Kennels. We're only healing hearts and changing lives with the power of a dog, but we are changing breeding from bad to badass. We're empowering owners, we're empowering breeders. And most importantly, we are empowering our dogs. You can head on over to 4ekennels.com, the number 4, the letter E, kennels.com for this book, Raising the Empowered Puppy. Or you can head over to badassbreeder.com. There is discounts for breeders that would like to buy in bulk and put the most important thing now in your puppy go home packet, this book that will give your clients everything they need to raise an empowered puppy.